Ladies and gentlemen, from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, we welcome you to Renegade Radio. This is your host with the most, Sean Frankie Slauson.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, how was that?
Oh, I still have a little bit more bass.
You're not going to get any more bass. That's just it
there. No. I was trying to hear myself.
How was that for an intro?
Oh, that was good.
Good.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know it's like.
I'm messing with you.
This is the John Roberts hour.
No. How are your headphones sounding? You okay there?
Still kind of muffled as far as.
Yeah. How about that? Is that better?
Hello.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Check 1, 2, 3.
Oh yeah. Way better. Oh, way better. Yes.
Good enough. Okay. Yes. All right, man.
All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody?
There you go.
Welcome to another great edition of Renegade Radio right here on. Well, it's on YouTube. It's on everywhere else. It's Grand Forks Best Source here from the Kmart Mall, as we always like to call it. Episode number 17. Normally by now, we would be done with the season because we did our 16th episode last week. But I figure let's do a couple more. So next week will be our season finale. And so far, I know people got a little confused with the guest that we were supposed to have tonight. Well, he's actually going to be on tomorrow.
Confused me.
It confused you especially. Yeah.
Yes, that's not hard to do.
We were talking about that, and it was kind of funny because, you know, I did send you a text a few days beforehand and to let you know what was coming up, and I think you probably got too busy where you forgot.
Were you alive in the 80s?
Yeah, I was born in the 80s, yes.
Okay, well, I blame it on the 80s, all right?
What happened then?
Nothing.
Nothing. Let's talk. Yeah. I'm Dr. Phil, Dr. Frankie. I'm here to help you.
No, I'm saying sometimes I have like short-term memory loss.
Oh, well, that happens.
And I just blame it on the 80s. The 80s was a little different time in my life than probably yours.
Sure, then I'll blame last week's episode on the 80s then too.
Why? What did I do wrong last week?
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, look who's joining us
here. We don't need to go into it.
Hold on.
I don't blame it on the 80s. I blame it on the crack.
I didn't do crack.
Well, we were at the bar earlier. I saw somebody's crack. That hurt.
Oh, yeah, we saw a little bit of crack. Oh, maybe. I did. No.
That didn't help much at all.
And yes, I did do crack.
Oh, you did. Huh?
You know,
but I don't think it. I don't know why they call it crack cocaine because I don't know where cocaine comes into the equation.
Well, back then it was rock. They called it rock.
So you just go outside and get some rocks and eat them, I guess.
Crystal. We'll call it the crystal.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all were young and dumb and had our little experimentational years. I guess I don't know.
The only thing
we seem to have turned out okay.
I,
for the most part.
Good one.
Well, and this is the only coke that I'll ever do. So this is the only coke I'll ever do.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's good. That's good.
Hey, it's really good for job performance, though. You can get a lot done.
Sure you can.
Sure. Yeah. Well, drink coffee or an energy drink, too, probably. Yeah.
No, I can't drink those things.
No,
coffee makes me pee worse than keg beer, actually. Wow. It does. Yeah, back in my days of morning radio, I used to drink, back when I was smoking, in my old AM days when I was in Thief River, I was smoking 3 packs of Marlboros a day because I was taught that if you smoke cigarettes, your voice will sound better. So I went from being a jock to not smoking to smoking 3 packs of Marlboros a day.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd get up in the morning, and the first thing we did at this radio station was a half-hour live newscast. So you read the news for a half-hour live. Well, I'd wake up and I'd have no voice. So I would go down and get the coffee maker going, and the water was so crappy at our radio station that they had gallon jugs of water, and you could put a whole gallon of water in this coffee machine. Well, I had one of those big 7-Eleven mugs that took like a half a gallon, and I'd fill it 3/4 with coffee and 1/4 with ice water so I could slam it just to get my voice back to do my half-hour news.
That's
crazy. After you drink a gallon of coffee in like the first hour you're at work, well, then it goes through you, and pretty soon you're running up and down the stairs to go to the bathroom because it goes through you quicker than keg beer. So that's what I'm saying. You know?
Well, okay.
You know what's kind of crazy is that I smoked cigarettes for a little over 15 years, and I was totally against them. I mean, I would, like, throw my friend's packs out the car window and everything.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, $3 a pack.
I was in, like, super great shape.
You're one of those guys.
When I started smoking weed, though, that's when I started smoking cigarettes, because after you'd smoke a bowl or something, then you'd have a cigarette to get a little bit of a head rush.
Okay,
after it.
Okay. Now let's set something straight here. You don't do that anymore.
No. I don't smoke cigarettes.
You've all grown up and you have children and all of that stuff. But
yeah, this, and I don't do crack talking, anymore.
Right.
You know, we got the local law enforcement probably watching us too.
So. Well, you know what? The local law enforcement, believe me, you're not from around here. They all know me and they all know my past. And they all, but no, I mean, a lot of us did that. You know, that was just the way it was back
but
then.
But it was weird how weed was my gateway to smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. That's so you really start, usually it's the opposite. Yeah. You start smoking cigarettes first. Yeah.
That's okay. Crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, anyway.
And now we're old.
Yeah. Yes, we all belong in nursing homes and stuff. Yeah.
Well, not quite, but
well, I don't know how old you're going.
You're texting a lot there. Are we still trying to get some people in here?
I'm just sharing the link and everything because I remember I forgot to do that. Well, because as soon as we went live, I wanted to make sure I shared that with everybody.
So. You think we should? Would now be a good time to talk about the drum a little bit or not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, you guys, if you know anything about Grand Forks Best Source, we love the Broken Drum. They've got stuff going on. Bike night is there Monday nights. It's going on, well, like right now. Let's hear a little bit about the Broken Drum. We'll be back here in a minute. The Broken Drum Bar brings you bike night. Hop on your bike and ride to the Broken Drum Monday nights all summer long. From 6 to 9, enjoy bike night specials on domestic bottles, cans, and rails. $3.75 Fireball and McGillicuddy's. $4 Busch Light Pounders. There's deals on domestic and import taps. And $2 off any burger basket of your choice. Bike night at the Broken Drum. And you don't need two wheels to hang out for a great time. The Broken Drum Monday nights. Place to be from 6 to 9. It's bike night for 21 and older. Kick off the week the right way. Monday night bike night at the Broken Drum across from Home of Economy in Grand Forks.
That's a nice ad. A very nice ad. The Broken Drum.
Good pictures in the background.
Yeah. That great crisp 4K resolution. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
That's right. That's definitely a good ad. You know, it makes us look more professional, too, when we have that, right?
Got to show some love to the drum. Yeah. We love those guys. Great guys.
You know what else we love? We love talking about blues.
Well, and
we
crack.
No, I'm just kidding. Wow. I think it's a different podcast you need to be on. There needs to be like a drug rehabilitation podcast.
We might have
podcast
to change the name.
Yep. Anyway, I know it's Renegade Radio, and it's Renegade means badass and outlaw and whatever, but come on now. You know?
Crack.
Yeah.
Everybody. Do they even call it that anymore?
You do.
I don't know. Yeah, you do. I don't know. You know, now, the thing is, the terminology now is like meth and
fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
I've heard about that, too, and we talk about that at the casino.
That kind of stuff, you know, back in the day, it used to be, beer, weed, and crack. But, I mean, everything was dope. He's doing dope. He's smoking dope. He's using dope. He's shooting dope. Everything was dope back in the day. So I don't know. Things have changed a lot.
I grew up through Dare.
Yeah, sure you did. Yeah, you guys are younger. Yeah,
absolutely. And I, you know what? I still listen to them. I still stay away from drugs.
Hey, good for you.
So when they tell us a little like for background check or whatever you want a job, don't do drugs. Don't drink, don't do anything illegal. I'm clean as a whistle.
Yeah, well, what do you call drugs now? What do you consider? Because now you live in Minnesota, you work in Minnesota. I get it. You know, you got to pass a drug test, but now it's legal.
Well, not everything.
Marijuana is.
Yeah, but
I mean, do you frown on it, or does it not bother you, and you could really care less because you don't do
never
it?
Never really found the love for it. I guess even when it was illegal.
Yeah, and you working in security?
Yeah.
Like you do. Have you ever had issues with somebody that's been a little bit too much on
absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely.
And was it ever on weed? Or was it on something like probably the meth or something like that?
I'm pretty sure like at the casino, my job or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've had to deal with stuff like that before, but I've never been involved in the scenario.
Okay.
You know? Yep. But I mean, that's just kind of how it goes because you don't know from day to day who you're going to deal with. I think the worst that we've had to deal with that I have been involved with is just They don't like people bringing their own alcohol.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
To the place that now sells alcohol.
Sure, right, right. So yeah, that's the biggest That's thing. A lot different than back in the day when they didn't allow alcohol and you had to sneak it in.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm curious about it, though, is, you know, because they say it's legal now, but I don't think it's technically, like, legal. Like, yeah, it's legal to, like, have the ownership of it and to smoke it, to do whatever. But if you even get, like, a medicinal card, it shows up on your license.
Yeah, that's different.
And if you get pulled over, it'll show up and they'll ask you if you are impaired because you've been, you know, smoking grass or whatever. And I think in North Dakota you can have a concealed carry permit.
That's same in Minnesota. I don't think you can if you're medical.
But so my point is that even though they say it's legal, it's not like it's just legal to just go and do it. I mean, you can't just nonchalantly like.
It's kind of meant to be. If you're going to be at home, sitting in your recliner watching TV,
exactly.
Have at it.
Yeah,
have at it. You can't grow it and sell it and make a profit. You can give it away. It's the same rules in the car as there is with alcohol, guns, all of that stuff. It's the same thing. It's just that if you want to do it at home,
If you're at home and you're just watching a movie, then you're good. But if you decide to go to the store to get some munchies, well, then you're effed.
Right. Oh, yeah, right, right. You don't want to have it in your car with you. I mean, if you did it at home, as long as you don't smell, I mean.
They can test. Well, to see if you are actually.
It costs a lot of money for a marijuana test compared to alcohol much.
But they can still do it, though, can't they?
They could, but it's going to be to the point where it's not worth it.
I mean, how do they even do that? I mean, you're like, you have your DUI test, you know, and they like make you walk the line. What do they do
They open up a bag of Doritos, ranch Doritos, and say, okay, don't eat one.
They make you say the alphabet backwards in Chinese.
Yeah, you could probably do it. That's the thing. We were talking about how we get sidetracked.
Well, I don't know what when we started on drug talk, so I'm just like, okay, that's random.
We got somebody joining.
Oh.
All right. Hey, you want to talk about that, or you want to wait to? Yeah, go ahead.
We can talk about it, because we don't know who's the first person to come on.
Tell them to come back, because they left.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, we got sidetracked. Come back.
Yeah, just come back, whoever was trying to get it. I'm sure they'll try again, because most of our crew never gives up. Because it's just the way they are. Well, what we got coming up here, and regardless of the future outcome of how things go here on the show, we're still, by the way, still going to be doing season 3 in July. Things might be a little bit different when we get to that point. But I think going forward, no matter what, I think I'm actually excited, because it's like it'll be summertime. We're all going to probably try to get some segments in, and this is a segment that we've been trying to share around for the last few months anyway. It's the Lil Bobby's Women of the Blues Fest, and it's a free event, and they're accepting donations. And it's 2 days. It's Friday, May 31st, and Saturday, June 1st, and perfect weekend, because it's like literally after May or after Memorial Day. It's like just the best type of event to go to. You know, schools coming out and everything, and everything's just as good as it can be. So it is going to be featuring a lot of the people that have been on our show here at Renegade Radio. Like, who do we have? Amanda Fish. We had Amanda Fish on about a month and a half ago or so.
Really good.
I just uploaded the episode to that, so later this week I'll send them to Paul so he can do that on our podcast, so the audio versions anyway. So we had Amanda Fish on, and then we also had Lori Morvan from the Lori Morvan Band. That's who we had on the last time we were live together here at the studio, and that was a good interview. The only people that we haven't had on was Dwayne Brown and Shannon Kerfman. But we did also have last week the event MC, Lady J. Now, going back to last week with her interview, I mean, that was a pretty good interview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's a load of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell. That's somebody I'd like to hang out with for an hour or two. She's
full of information, knowledge. Yeah,
right,
and just,
right.
You know, A lot of good. I didn't think that interview was going to be that great.
Yeah.
To go into.
Oh, I thought.
But,
yeah.
But then now that I know a lot more about her, and,
she'll be a good MC for sure.
Absolutely, they picked a good one and somebody who's been in radio, a real true radio announcer. You mm-hmm. know? So they still exist, people. Believe it or not, they still exist. So it's going to be a good time. Friday, May 31st, Saturday, June 1st, McIntosh, Minnesota, Little Bobby's Bar and Grill. Friends of the show, of course, and it's just I'm kind of jealous, you know, because I will be a part of this. I'm probably going to go the June 1st day in the afternoon, and I can give you the schedule of events here. Friday, May 31st, the fun starts at 8:00. They're doing a blues jam that'll be with the host Lori Moore Van Band. So I'm guessing they'll probably be rocking out for a couple hours or whatnot, getting people motivated to. Get your bluesy swag for a couple days or whatnot of fun. And then on June 1st, the start of summertime here. Saturday, June 1st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., there's a breakfast brunch where all the proceeds are going to the Winnie Mac alumni. And then 1:00 in the afternoon, there is the Art and Wine featuring local and regional artists. So I've heard that's also pretty good. So Bob's done that before.
You lost me after wine.
Red wine?
Red, not red. White.
White.
Yep.
How's there that much stuff going on in McIntosh?
It's McIntosh.
It's like Apple computer. Remember McIntosh computer?
It's not cool? McIntosh. It's McIntosh.
McIntosh.
Yep. You ask anybody who lives there.
Who touched their tush? What?
Mac did.
Oh, okay.
Mackin.
He was in the tosh anyway. Tush or whatever. Anyway, so the performers that are performing, which hours they will be. The opener will be Dwayne Brown at 5:00. And then at 6:00, they'll have Amanda Fish. And then a couple hours later, they got Shannon Kerfman. And then 2 hours after that, 10 p.m., Lori Morvan.
Nice.
So
nice.
That should be a good time. For any of you out there that like to camp, you can reserve your campsite now by calling 218-563-3043. That's 218-563-3043 for all your information. So
there you go. The camping, so is that like RVs? Do they have full hookups?
I think they do. They have a regular campground in McIntosh.
As far as I know.
So, yeah.
I would like to know that because I will take my camper down there if I have water and sewage.
That's going to be a good gig.
Don't drink the sewage, though.
Yeah, that's going to be a very good gig. I have seen almost all of those artists, and they're all really, really good. Tell you what, man, Little Bobby, he gets the axe, and Tanya says, thanks for the plug, Sean Edwards Lawson. Full hookup, Paul. They've got full hookup.
Absolutely. Oh, I see. That's what you guys were looking at. You were looking at the chat box.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Seriously, full hookup?
Full hookup.
I am down. I will be there.
I'm putting it in
my phone right now.
Barely an hour drive from here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like almost the same distance as Brooks, almost like.
Yeah, a little bit further. Not much. But
well, depending on which way you go.
Well, yeah, because I take Highway 2 the whole way.
Yeah.
Jump so out by my house there. And
technically, my place is farther than the
bathrooms,
this.
Too, Paul. Remember that?
Turn up the media.
Oh, you got Sam. Oh, yeah, there we go. Screaming Sam.
Hello.
I see him. There he is. Hey, what's up, Screaming Sam? How you doing there?
What's up?
Hey, not
hey,
much.
Hey, we got you.
Welcome to the show.
Screaming Sam. We've
been waiting for a while.
Oh, I guess we did.
We got carried away.
Yeah, remember now we're here at the studio, so I can't see what's going on.
Yeah, Frankie was talking about crack.
That's right.
Bathrooms and showers, Paul.
That's right. All about crack.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome, Sam. Welcome to the show. Well, how you been... Or what's been on your mind lately?
Same old stuff.
Oh, that's motivation. That's
nothing new. Yeah.
Well, I figured you'd have some energy or whatever. You know, normally you're just like ready to scream at us for something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
I'm trying to figure out. I don't have the right audio.
Okay.
What's wrong? What's it doing? Or what's it not doing?
It's going through my regular speakers where I wanted to go through my computer speakers, and
I think you just got to either unplug the computer speakers or, like, if it's through, like, USB or whatever, you just go through the sound settings and just, like, switch them. If you got Windows 10 or Windows 11, it's pretty easy to do that because I do that all the time with mine.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, as long as you can hear us, we can hear you. It sounds pretty good. We were just talking about the Women of the Blues Festival. I'm pretty sure if you were in the area, you'd probably go to that too, probably, huh?
Probably.
So I'd motivated today.
So what's new in your part of the world, Sam?
Just Ohio. Nothing exciting happens in Ohio.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always heard good. I don't know if I've been to Ohio. I've been to like almost every state. But I always hear such good things about Ohio.
It's not that bad. I mean, where I live, I live in a country, like semi-country, but
yeah. Well, I've seen some. I've seen some pictures. It looks like it's pretty decent where you live.
Yeah.
You've got a pretty okay college football team.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't do sports. You know that.
Okay. Well, they got some really good dirt tracks around there. So
yeah.
Tawny says all we can see is Sam right now. Isn't that all that matters?
Yeah, that's okay. Sam's right. You know, he's a main character. You know, he's that's all matters,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's because you got to Okay.
But the thing about though is like what you have to understand is like the Ohio is probably the most friendliest state because when you go there, they're like Ohio, you know, Ohio.
Here's what I want to know.
You know, they're waving and say Ohio.
What I want to know is what the hell is a Buckeye?
That's a steak.
Is there a deer running around with one eyeball or what?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you know what a Buckeye is?
No.
Yeah. I'm just wondering. The Ohio State Buckeyes. I know what a gopher is.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I know what a fighting hawk is, and I know what a maybe I don't know what a sooner is, but I always wondered about a Buckeye. Is it something to eat?
Well, it's a steak, I thought. It's a Buckeye.
Oh, what's a Buckeye?
That's a ribeye.
Or that's ribeye.
Yeah, it's not a Buckeye.
I only lived there for a couple years.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, like 4 years.
4 years. Well,
okay.
It's like Idaho. What's a potato? I don't know.
Put that on the top of your list. Find out what a Buckeye is.
And if you're in Idaho,
yeah.
If you go to Idaho, let us know about potatoes too. I don't know what those are.
Yeah, spuds.
It's McKenzie. That's where we do words. You say spuds, I say McKenzie. Anyway, old reference there.
There.
Anyway, so, yeah, today we're just kind of winging it. Normally we would have had a guest tonight, but unfortunately he is available tomorrow. And that's why I made that announcement a few days ago. Comedian Tom Cotter. And what do you know about Tom Cotter there, John Roberts?
Oh.
You learned a little bit by...
Well, you know, you go back to America's Got Talent. He was the runner-up in I think it was season 7. Buckeye is a treat. Thank you. He's been on The Tonight Show, Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. He's done Comedy Central stuff. Last Comic Standing. He's been on the Howard Stern Show. He's been celebrity host on Gotham Comedy Live. He's a regular on Fox News Channel, which I'd love to give him crap about. I'm hoping I can be there because I want to know why it's Fox News, and I get it. But he's been on The Good Wife. He's written a book. The dude's been around. He's paid his dues. You know, they have these stand-up comedy like competitions.
Uh-huh.
He's won a big one, the Seattle International Stand-Up Comedy Competition and the Boston Comedy Festival, where they said, I think the one in Boston was like, he won like hands down. Wasn't even close. But I know when you mentioned the name Tom Cotter, I knew a little bit about him, but he's pretty good.
He just released a brand new special too last month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Rapid Fire.
Oh, okay.
It's funny.
And
like everything that he's done is funny.
Yeah. By the way, Sam, the nuts from a buckeye tree brings good luck.
Oh, I got them out front. These nuts are outside.
Hey-o.
That's funny. I was in Greece, and a pigeon pooped on me, and it was like a small cow pigeon. It was that much poop. And I'm like, oh, my God. And this tour guide that was with us goes, oh, it's okay. Well, pigeon poop is good luck in Greece. I'm like, well, pigeon poop in my home country is still pigeon poop. Get it off.
Yeah. Wow. Well, at least your mouth wasn't open when you did that.
I got shit on when I was a little kid. I guess I became successful over that. I don't know. I guess maybe I like birds shitting on me.
Wow. It brings good luck.
Yeah. Good luck, yeah. So does a kick to the balls. It brings a good luck, too, sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Ouch.
Anyway. I don't know why I'd say that'd be good luck, but you never know. It helps you grow up, you know, maybe as a person. I don't know.
Well, have you heard the joke about the pirate?
No.
He's got a peg leg and asks, how did you get that peg leg? And he said, a cannon hit me, blew off my leg. So now I got this wooden post for a leg.
Uh-huh.
All right. And he said, all right, why you got a hook for a hand? Well, got in gunfire and shot my hand off.
Uh-huh.
So now I got this hook for a hand. Why do you got that eye patch? Damn pigeon shit on my face.
Okay. Well,
actually, that was pretty funny.
That was open mic night stuff here. That was all right. That was all right. You tried. You tried. It's all good. It's all good. But yeah, Tom Cotter, I'm excited to have him on because I feel like he's one of those guys that just, like, I've interviewed him before. Like last year, I interviewed him when I was trying to figure out my format and before Renegade Radio was even a thing. And I got to thinking about it, and I'm just like, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. Because you never know, as I've always said, you never know what's going to happen. And you'll either say yes, he'll either say no, he'll either ignore me. Like, I've been ignored before by people when I've sent out invites. But he would respond to me right away within a couple hours and was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. So sure. Just the same thing with this time. I don't know if he remembers me from a year ago because I was in Greenbush at that time, and my life was a little bit different than it is now, you know, thanks to employment and everything and where I live now. But it was a good interview, and it's still on YouTube right now. So tomorrow night, 5 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock his time, through Zoom, and it will be streaming it live on Facebook, so everybody will be able to see it. And, it's my way because I don't know how, you know, the next couple of weeks if we're going to have any guests at all or next week. There's a possibility that I might have a surprise guest, but I'm not going to say a whole lot of who it could be or who it will be because I just have a hard time believing that we're going to, if we do get this person or these couple people that I've talked to, I mean, it could blow up, we'll just say, because I actually try to find an A-lister. And
we're not going to get Kevin Bacon in here, are we?
We're going to make bacon with him.
No.
No, but this person, I tell you what, you know, for how much he's done so much in his young career or whatever, it's a younger guy. So like early 20s.
I saw a post and it cracked me up because they just had that roast of Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that last Tom week. Brady looks like somebody tried to draw Kevin Bacon from memory.
That's too funny.
How he has not gotten an Oscar or an Academy Award, I still don't know.
Yeah.
Tremors? Come on, really? Footloose, greatest movie ever, Tremors.
And his appearance on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles that people forgot about.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's a little thing, but it's still important, though.
Sam, look at Sam. He doesn't even, he's speechless.
He's just like, what the fuck?
Sorry, I'm out of it. I'm trying to figure out my speaker situation here.
Okay.
Not getting any better?
I mean, I can't hear you that well, you know?
Oh.
Sure. Well, we're
well, we are in a different studio. Maybe things are a little different.
Well, yeah, but they were able to hear us before the last time.
I'm going by, you know, our sound, my monitor or my and things here.
We're just waiting for your brother, and then I don't know if, you know, obviously Mama T hasn't come on tonight, so I think she's just monitoring us, watching us now, so from her home screen. But if you want to still make an appearance, Mama T, go right ahead. We're all ears for you. You know, it's probably good for you to promote your event too, you know, a few more times before it happens. So anyway. Yeah, I just you know, Tom Cotter will be fun, but this next guest for next week, I just don't know, you know, if it happens, it'll be a big thing for the show, that's for sure. I'm just 50% on believing that it'll happen, but stranger things have happened before is what I'll say. So, never know. But Tom Carter will be tomorrow, and then we might be, you and I might be doing an interview with, you remember Buck McNeely, the outdoorsman?
Oh, of course I remember Buck McNeely.
Okay.
Come on, I'm an outdoors man myself.
I know you are.
In fact, I was just watching him. It surprised me because we were talking about this.
That's right, we did.
And you know who he is? I'm like, well, yeah, I just watched his show last. I'll get up at 5 o'clock on the weekends, uh-huh. and I'll watch these outdoorsy shows. And,
sure.
Oh, Buck, where's Buck at now? You know, because he's kind of rough around the edges a little bit. And and you go, well, he's dead. And I'm like, well, thanks, Frankie Buzzkill.
You're welcome.
But I like those old shows.
Well, he died back in January.
Right, you know, right.
But at the age of 63.
Yeah, and I mean, he's a hunting, fishing, and outdoorsman. Yes. And he just films his stuff. And a lot of people don't realize, like, especially the fishing shows, you're going to watch a half-hour fishing show with Buck McNeely. Probably fish for 3 days. I mean, if he was lucky, he might have been able to get it done in a day. But they don't always just bite like that. So yeah, he was one of the pioneers. Kind of.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and it was kind of fun. I was watching the show on you know, when I worked with Black Hills Fox. You know, it was a paid. It was mostly like a filler show.
Yep.
When there was nothing else on.
Yeah.
No live stuff on.
He had some local advertising sponsorship probably, and it was just starting to. And now everybody's doing them now.
Well, I had him on my radio show back in South Dakota when I was doing stuff in Rapid City for Rapid Fire Radio. And, you know, we had him on, and it was fun to talk to him. It was great. You know, a lot of good things that we talked about. But now his son, Max, is officially taking over. So Max McNeely is the host now, and he's going to be doing some new episodes taking over for his dad officially now. So we probably might have him on next week before Renegade Radio airs, like two or three hours before our season finale show airs. The only reason why I'm going to have him on before the show starts is because if we have this special guest that pops up, that might take most of our broadcast for the last hour. So, and it'll be special anyway because we'll be reminiscing about the season. And I'm going to be asking a lot of questions about what everybody thought about, you know, these last two seasons that we've done and what we want to do moving forward and everything else. Because we're taking a 6-week break after next Monday, so, which is perfect, I guess. Huh? I mean, you're already a busy guy as it is. So,
well, my busy season's just starting. We're 3 weeks into fishing now. Week three is coming up Wednesday, and racing started Friday. We're going. Friday nights, love it. I got home at 11:30 at night Friday. Awesome.
Is it hard to believe that summer is pretty much arrived already? Like, we were just like a month ago talking about snowstorms or whatever.
And I know. Like, well, it was like your neck of the woods this morning was in the 30s this morning.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. When I walked out, that's why I'm dressed like this. Normally, I'd be wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
But I dressed like this because when I walked out the door this morning, it was 41 degrees.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. You guys don't know what busy season is. I got four kids.
He's got four kids.
That's right. That's right. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right?
Yeah, he wishes.
Like, can't you get a PB&J?
Oh, man. Can you imagine having four kids? Wow.
I can't imagine even having one.
That's why he looks like he hasn't slept in a while. But when we got here, he wasn't here.
If I could just get a BJ, I wouldn't have four.
A BJ, what's that?
Yeah, bologna and something.
Bologna and jelly?
But when we came here, he was gone, but he ran to pick up a kid from school, bring him to sports and all that stuff, and then we came back, and he's here, but yeah.
Well, must have been four good BJs, I tell you. Jesus. I'm just kidding. Anyway, why do we talk about stuff like this? Everybody get mad at us for talking like this now.
Get your sound figured out, Sam?
No, I'm done with that. I must have been when I logged on. I must have hit the wrong button, so it went into my regular speakers. But it's slow, but I can manage.
So as a guy who's has a big house and a big yard and everything, and what do you normally do during the summertime there, Sam? Like when it comes to anything fun or whatever? Because I'm pretty sure you're a busy guy too.
Working on a property, riding quads. You know, having fun. At the end of the month, Jace will be here for 2 weeks with me.
Well, that'll be good. Spend some time with the grandson. You guys always go on crazy adventures, I always see. And always do some fun stuff, you know.
Yeah, we have fun.
Jace looks just like a young John. You've seen his picture before. Yeah, it's just amazing. It's like it skips a generation, and it's like, yep, he looks just like his papa.
Yeah, he does.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. Well, what I can say for what I was going to bring up earlier on, if we went to start the show talking about crack and everything like that and everything, because that was kind of random. But this weekend, I had the chance to go to Destination Pro, the wrestling event that was at Thief River. And while it was a good event, and I'm very happy for everything that happened, but there's pros, there's some cons, and I want to kind of discuss a few things, even though I'm not here to call anybody up or say who, you know, blame anybody for anything. I have my own personal opinions about certain things, and I'll keep that to myself. But the event itself was pretty good. Like, I mean, for what was the promise and everything, and what they gave us. I mean,
if it wouldn't have been for you, I didn't even know what was going on. Not advertised well at all.
Well, yes, and that's kind of the thing that I was going to talk about a little bit, about the cons, kind of, you know. It's just like, it's just one of those things where it's like, we could have done something, you know, with the person in charge. I'm not going to name them because I don't want to, in case if the guy ever does watch the show and you know, I want us to be a good company. But, you know, when you're willing to do stuff with other people and other news entities, and you don't think that there's anybody else that actually cares about what you're doing, even though we have mentioned almost every episode what I talked about the event, like it was going to happen that weekend, you know?
Right.
I was so excited about it. And then I was still excited about it regardless of what I was going to do or whatever. It's just that I feel it would have helped both of our brands. You know, like Renegade Radio could have gotten noticed more. Destination Pro could have gotten noticed more. They could have sold more tickets. We could have got some new viewers, you know. I mean, the ideas that we could have done and whatnot, now we'll never know.
You should have had him come on Icky Ichabod's Weird Wrestling.
Oh, that would have been good. Kurt Angle. Could have had Kurt Angle. I mean, Kurt Angle.
If anybody doesn't know about Icky Ichabod's Weird Wrestling, that's a show that's on GFBS. And
Every other Monday night,
you know, honestly,
or Friday night.
Honestly, he probably would have done that show before he did my show at this point. And I'm not putting it down because, you know, I heard Icky has a big following and he's doing really well. And it's a good thing. But as far as, like, you know, I am starting to believe that
Joe Rogan's like starting to sweat.
I'm starting to believe that the owner of that or the person who's in charge of that. That company thinks that I'm an amateur and will never work with me professionally.
Yeah, well, that's,
you know. Should I just give up on trying to work with people anymore? Or what? Plug that lighter. Because this show has come a long way. We've done a lot of cool things, and we do interviews, and we care about what's going on in our area and everything, and even the stuff we can't attend, we just talk about and promote, because that's
people
what
look this way anyway.
Radio and broadcasting was supposed to be about, mostly promotion all the time. You're constantly promoting things, whether it's the weather or the news or sports or events or music or whatever. And, you know, it just hurts when maybe, I'm not saying we got to get our way all the time, but it's like, wouldn't you want to talk to the new guys a little bit too?
Yeah, well,
so
they'll learn.
I don't know.
They'll learn.
We'll see what happens. I'll give it another try next time, but we'll see. Maybe there's a chance after a while, but the event itself was good, and the matches were good. I think the best match of the night was the ladder match, because they had a ladder match, they had a dumpster match, and they had a steel cage match.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost had like a house show feel, but kind of like a mini WrestleMania feel.
How many people were there in the stands?
Five. No, I'm I'm just kidding. Oh, they probably got well over 200 or 300 people.
Okay,
but in an arena like that, the Ralph Engelson and Thief River,
yeah,
it made it seem like that was not that.
Yeah, and if anybody doesn't know, the Ralph Engelson Arena in Thief River Falls, a lot of people consider the nicest high school hockey rink in the country.
I've never been there before, other than for live events.
It's such a nice rink. It was given to the city, and they still can't afford it, and it was given to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does that mean? So they actually don't...
It's tough. It's tough to keep it going.
I'm kind of upset because our other producer, that's a big wrestling fan,
yeah,
I said that we should do this remote, and I think I sent you the link.
Yeah,
maybe we could do it. But they're... I don't know where it's going on, but there is some midget wrestling going on, and I really, really want to cover it. I really want to cover it, but our other producer doesn't want to set foot in that ring.
Now, why do you want to cover it? Because they're little people?
Yes.
Okay.
That's funny.
Just like everybody else that's going to be there.
Well, I know. Because, I'd rather watch little people beat each other up than big people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And I don't mean that in a way.
Fun as hell.
They were
advertising for it, so.
Somebody's watching us in Mott, North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Well, coverage here in Mott, North Dakota sucks.
That's Eric. That's Antique Man.
Oh, he's in Mott. Oh, he's up home. Remember, he was saying he's coming? That's right. There he goes.
I don't know if he's still going to come see us or not, but, you know.
Yeah. He's in Mott.
How far is that from here?
I'm guessing, 4 hours probably? Maybe not that far?
Like central North Dakota or something?
No, it's not that big of a state, but let me look here.
Well, you can see South Dakota from here, from Mount Rushmore?
Well, it's flat enough, you dang near kin.
Hey,
look west.
I can see Sturgis from here.
There you go.
Well, when I lived in South Dakota, it was definitely a hilly... area in the Black Hills, especially. I mean, just everywhere, hardly any flat land. We had 75 degree January weather before in Rapid City.
Yeah, Mott's a ways away. It's way down in the southwest part of the state.
Okay.
So yeah.
Interesting. Oh, that's cool. Well, that's cool that
Eric's back up in God's country.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's good that he's here though, because I thought he was coming over next week because he didn't tell me when he was coming. He just said mid May, so and it's mid May now or almost.
Mid-May. Yep.
So, yeah. Other than everything else, I mean, I tell you what, you know, the event it was good. Like I said, I just wish that they would have. Like Kurt Angle was there, the Olympic gold medalist, which was great, but they didn't have do much of anything. Just introduced the show. He was there for the meet and greet, and that's about it.
Did he look like he could still kick some ass?
Oh, absolutely.
Did he? Okay.
I don't care if how much crack cocaine he's done or whatever, how much beer he's drank or whatever, you know, the case may be, or if he was back in Thompson, North Dakota, getting arrested or whatever.
You know where you live, they'd call him Kurt Angle. Everybody's French in your town. You're gonna figure this out. Anglais.
Is the dip French too? Like if you want French dip or whatever.
There's a lot of dips that speak French, but you're gonna find that out. Everybody up there where you live is French.
I definitely know some dips, that's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Anyway. And then we had Moose, the TNA wrestling champion. And people don't remember TNA, but it used to be a big organization. And they were here in 2011 or 2012 for an event at the Lair Center. And that's when Kurt Angle and Jeff Jarrett were like the main event. And that's when you could buy a VIP ticket. And VIP actually meant what it's supposed to mean. Very important person. You get benefits for buying the VIP ticket, like better seats, better a meet and greet, always guaranteed. The last time I went to a TNA event, I got to meet Rob Van Dam. And the prior time that was at Grand Forks. And I got to meet the whole roster. They all signed my autograph book and everything. All for $50 at that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Met Kurt Angle the first time. Didn't meet him this time. I walked by him a few times. But I didn't want to pay $50 to get a handshake and a hot dog and a handshake, you know, pretty much. That's what meet and greets are.
Wow, they threw in a hot dog too?
Well, that would be nice.
No.
Free wieners for everybody.
Come on, man. This is a family show. No.
Family show. We're talking about crack earlier. Anyway, I was just pretty happy about the experience. And then I got to meet the guy who they had a few replacements, a few things. They were supposed to have Eric Rowan from the WWE. He was a part of Bray Wyatt's faction back in the day. And now since Bray Wyatt's dead, they want to reincarnate the series with his brother, Bo Dallas, which I think is a waste of time. They shouldn't bother with that. Just let it be. And, you know, Bray Wyatt died. So it's like his legacy is gone. Or it's not gone, but it's like he's not here no more to represent himself, so I don't think it should continue. But Eric Rowan was supposed to be at the live event, so he couldn't make it. So they had Moose fill his spot. And then Josh Alexander, who's also a TNA wrestler, couldn't make it. So then they got All Ego Ethan Page. And if you don't know who that is, if you are an AEW fan of All Elite Wrestling or Ring of Honor or Impact from back in the day, or just if you know the indies very well, he showed up, and he's from Hamilton, Ontario, I believe. Is that Ontario? Hamilton, Ontario? Yeah, Hamilton. And now he lives in Michigan, but he came, and I got to meet him, and that was great. The idea that I had that I was going to present to the owner of the event was that what I wanted to do, which would have been the biggest cap of the weekend, more than anything else that I've done, would have been get all three of the televised wrestlers in the ring, do a one-hour exclusive with all three of the wrestlers before the show started, get to know them, get to know why they want to be wrestlers and all that stuff, stream it live on Facebook or whatever, put our name right on the brand, and man, I tell you, would have had a lot of views, would have had a lot of people. I guarantee you, because you'll see who they are and how big of stars they are. Maybe get some indie guys to, to ask some questions, whatever. It could have been a good time. So I'm hoping that maybe next time he'll remember that, because that's an idea I'll throw around next time if they do it again.
Everything now is time and money. Everything.
Okay.
Time and money. They don't have the time. We don't have the money.
But they had the time for KG108. They had the time for KTRF.
And I'm guessing that was a deal that was worked out with the association. But, yeah, you're right there. Radio and podcasts are a whole different deal. Nobody listens to radio anymore, but everybody listens to podcasts, but they haven't figured that out yet.
I figure it's a little bit different, I guess, when it comes to that. But whatever. I don't want to make it seem like I'm bitter. I mean, I am bitter, but I just don't want to. I don't want anybody to think that I'm just bitter about it, because I can move on. Other things have happened. This show is great. I love being a part of it, and I'm looking forward to the future. So, but I suppose we could take another commercial break. I suppose, huh?
Or ready to take a break for that?
Sure. Might as well.
Let's take a break. Tell you what, this is where I go. It's the only thing that comes out of my credit card every month. It's the $20 I pay for this, and it's unlimited. I love it. Simonson's Car Wash on Gateway Drive. Brought to you by Simonson Car Wash, where you'll always feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. Get 1 month free when you buy any single wash today and experience our Fast Pass unlimited washes all month long. No contracts, no hassles, just easy billing and the freedom to wash at any Simonson Car Wash locations in North Dakota and Minnesota. Enjoy our high-powered vacuums to keep your interior spotless. We also have our free-to-use detailed towels available for your convenience on site. And don't forget to mention GFBS at the sales window for your complimentary air fresheners to keep your car smelling fresh and clean. Unlimited washes, unlimited savings, Simonson Fast Pass, your ticket to a clean and happy ride. Visit us today at 310 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks, and let Simonson Car Wash take care of you so you can feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. All right. Where is everybody? I mean, is it just us three or what?
I don't know.
I feel bad because Screaming Sam over there, he hasn't said much, but we haven't given him a whole lot of chance too.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm listening.
Well, he's a good listener, as he says.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we can only listen to me and you for so long.
Yeah, this is a podcast. We're supposed to talk. We always talk all the time before. I realize it's probably boring because we don't have a guest tonight, but it's like, everybody keeps telling me that, sometimes we got to cool it on the guests sometimes. So people want to know more about us. So it's like, here's our chance to know more about us. somebody once told me that. I remember.
Well, it depends on if they've watched you one time or if they've watched you 100 times.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about, though. It's like we do what we can, I mean, it's like, not every time is a guarantee. Okay, you do that. I can talk. Anyway, But we will be taking a break. Next Monday will be our last episode for season two for anybody that's following along. We've done, there'll be 34 episodes total. You realize there, Sam, that we've had almost 50 guests on our show since you and I started this back in August?
That's crazy.
Can you believe that? Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, this little idea that I had and that I asked you, and you know, it still makes me happy that you said yes originally, because don't ever think that I, you know, no matter what happens in the future or how many people join us or whatever, that I'll never forget about that, because this it was kind of like, you know, who could I ask? And I was very nervous on asking people because I always thought nobody ever really wanted to do much with me. You know, I'm always used to doing stuff by myself. So the fact that you said yes, and ever since August of last year, the second to last week of August, just started out with just an idea of just two guys just yakking it up and whatever. And I know originally we were going to kind of do it your format way as far as like bringing in your guys. And if all you guys would have agreed, like I know Waterboy tried to or whatever, but like the other guy that you were talking about, I forget what his name was. You had Waterboy, and then who else did you have?
We had Wolfie, the comedian.
Yeah, but I'm not just Wolfie. I'm talking the other guy that was in your show. You know, the other
Vince.
Yeah. If they both would have agreed to just be a part of the show like how we originally planned it, this would have been a whole different experience. It wouldn't have probably been. We probably wouldn't be here right now in Grand Forks, we'll just say. Not saying that's a bad thing. It's just that it would have went a different direction,
right,
you know.
Right.
And I don't blame anybody. I mean, you know, people are busy. Or I know Waterboy. I told Waterboy that he is more than welcome to make an appearance if he wants. You know, he just, if he's always busy, then he's always busy. You know, it's like what I was saying about with your brother and stuff. You know, if he gets too busy and can't make it, like he was supposed to be here tonight. You know, I haven't heard from him at all, so.
I don't know. I think, I don't know if he wants to come back now. I don't know. I hope he does, because I'm on here because, I like him on here with me because.
Oh, sure.
He'd have my brother with me, but.
Well, he got a hold of me yesterday and asked if, you know, about the whole situation. And I said, dude, you're fine. But if you ever get too busy where you feel you can't be out here all the time, you know, like you have done, let me know. Or. Let me, you know, make you just an honorary crew member so that it's not a big, I mean, it's not a big commitment anyway, but it's just like, so you don't have to worry about it. So you don't ever have to think that, oh, he's going to let me go if I don't make an appearance. It's like, no. That's not how this works. I'm the boss. I determine what happens when it comes to that type of stuff, you know, and I don't let anybody go. If you want to go on your own, that's on your own, you know. Right. You just disappear and decide that this is not for you. If you don't have a thick enough skin, well, then, you know, grow some skin, I guess. You shouldn't be around having the skin and bones or whatever. I don't know. I was trying to make a point there. But so as I'm saying is that no matter what, I will always appreciate everything that you allowed me to do because of us being together. Even if it was for a short time until more people started showing up and then it's kind of put the spotlight away from that. You know, we've had a good run so far and we're only just getting started, so.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess I can ask you, like, from your experiences from when we first started to now, I was going to wait till next week to ask, but, I mean, your expectations then towards what you think now? What's your thoughts?
We'll wait till next week.
Oh, great. Make everybody wait. Well, that's fine. I can wait for the response.
No, I mean, it's...
We all look at our phone.
Huh?
We all heard the
continue. Shows are a little too long. I mean, I get, you know, kind of edgy. I mean, that's the only really problem I have is sometimes the shows are a little bit too long. I think we should do, you know, like we said in our meeting.
Well, I'm not talking about the length of the show. I'm talking your thoughts about everything that we've done.
He's telling you his thoughts, though, dude.
No. I'm not talking like about the show length. I'm talking like from the guests that we've had, like the experiences on that.
About his experiences totally with the show.
No. I don't need it. I mean, okay. That's stuff we can talk about off air or whatever. That's I don't need to everybody else knowing our too much of our personal business. I'm just talking in general, like, since you've been a co-host on here, since you've been interviewing people that you never thought you talked to, you know, that sort of thing. Like, you know, in the beginning, we didn't know what direction we were going to go, and then it just started to grow. And now we're at the season two finale already, next week. So that's what I'm asking about. Like, what your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that.
Sure.
I told you, I don't know how you do it sometimes. I mean, with some of the people you got on here, you know, I think they were good guests.
Well, is there favorite of yours that you've liked at all, or a few?
I actually liked them all. I mean,
okay.
I think all our guests were interesting.
Okay.
Even if they weren't, like, you know, the wrestlers' sons and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They told us inside stuff that nobody ever heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I thought that was kind of interesting. And, I think the guest, I mean, that last guest, I really loved that lady. I mean, she was cool.
Oh, for last week?
She took interest not only on our being on our show, but she took interest on us.
Yeah.
Know a little bit about us. I want to know, you know what I'm saying? She asked me stuff, but she asked everybody.
Sure.
Something about their lives, and I thought that was cool because she's interested in that.
Absolutely. Lady J, you know? is what he's talking about. So, yeah.
Yeah, that lady was just on?
Yep.
Radio personality down in the Twin Cities.
Oh, my God. I loved her. I mean, she's probably one of the friendliest guests we ever had.
See, can I tell you what I like about this?
Yeah.
The guests you get are amazing. It's blown me away. I still talk all the time about Marion Ross's son.
Oh. Jim Beskman.
But what gets me is, like, screaming Sam, the other people on the show, yeah, I know Mama T. But I would think it would be so cool to get, like, to go on a vacation together for 3, 4, 5, 6 days with all of this cast. I think it would be a good time. I would love to do that, just to get to meet these guys and pick these guys' brain a little bit.
Sure.
We all got our own little deal, you know, and our own past and all of that kind of stuff. And how we end up being here together. I mean, you're the young guy of the group. how this all happens.
I'm the oldest.
Well, I mean, and I don't know how. I know these guys were all getting up there at the same, probably close to the same age. But I think it'd be so cool because... Yeah. When I first started doing this kind of crap 45 years ago, never in a million years imagined I'd be doing something like this in 2024. You know, so to me, this is kind of cool. It'd be fun to get together with everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
See, now with my show, when I did it back in the day, we all lived in the same area. So it was actually so cool just being with these guys and hanging with them. We feed off each other. You get to know them, like you said. And... It was our show was so good because we were always together. I mean, we did stuff down in Miami.
You can finish a sentence for the guy.
What's that?
You can finish the other guy's sentence.
Or serve a sentence. Exactly. I don't know if you get locked up or whatever.
Like, I know Waterboy didn't do his best on his show because he wasn't used to this platform. But on our show, he was the best. I mean, I think I told you guys he wrote a couple of books and he dropped out of our show for a little bit. And we were getting letters and people... on the internet, they're not watching our show anymore unless we bring Waterboy back. So we had a big deal bringing him back. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And people loved him.
I like him. I like him. Yeah. I want him back.
Well, you never met Waterboy, did you?
Oh, well, who are we missing? Not Waterboy. No.
Yeah, Waterboy was somebody who came out here. Like, he was like technically our first guest.
Yeah.
Technically. Yeah. You know, what do you think about it? It wasn't Lil Bobby. It was actually Waterboy. He was the first person other than Sam and I to be on the show. Because he was going to be like a co-host.
Sure, sure. Okay.
And things were going to take a different direction. I was tempted to do the idea of what Sam was originally proposing as far as making it like a different version of what he used to do, but bring his old crew back. And I was just kind of like a moderator, kind of like, or like a co-host, but kind of moderator, whatever, you know? It would have been still Renegade Radio, but it would have been in a different form. You know?
Okay, sure.
But that didn't happen because things just took a change, and it just, you know, it just is what it is. But then we started to grow, you know. What people don't realize is that we grew pretty quickly, but the people that, you know, I asked a lot more other people than just you guys. It's just that you were the only people that said yes.
We were the only people left.
Pretty much. Well, no, I mean, you were, there was a list of people that I thought about, and someone just randomly just came to me. For you... Well,
okay, can I ask you a serious question?
Absolutely.
Was Neil Carlson ahead of me on the list?
Oh, very much ahead. Oh, I would love him as my co-host, man.
Wow.
No, I'm just, okay. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I know. No, he'd be the last of the line. He'd have to pick up our. He'd have to be the janitor at our studio.
He'd have to bring pizzas.
Absolutely, that's how you earn respect over here. Yep. No, I never thought about him. When I wanted to assemble, because I feel like we're like the radio Avengers, kind of like, you know, who would play the Hulk? Oh, Screaming Sam would play the Hulk.
Oh, perfect.
Can you imagine him as a Hulk? You know, be getting all pissed off, whatever.
Green guy with white hair and a black beard.
We'll start off with me, that it'll end up with Tony as the Hulk.
Oh, no, no, no. You're Screaming Sam. We can't take that away from you. You're the Hulk.
Would his hat split then?
When probably. The head his grew trench, and his everything? Trench coat would get bigger and yeah. everything. And just
no, I miss your brother, man. I wish he was here.
Yeah. I don't know what character. I think Mad Dog would probably, if we're going to go Avengers, he'd probably play the, what's that Fantastic Four guy, the brick guy, what's his name?
I don't know.
The Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Rockman or
the thing. Is that what it is? The thing.
The thing.
Oh, well, that would be Mad Dog then.
Okay, all right.
I'd have to be Captain America probably, or Iron Man.
Guest tonight, John.
We don't have a guest tonight. That's tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's kind of a quiet night today. We're just a normal show today, you know, because tomorrow we'll be doing the interview with Tom. That's tomorrow night. At 5. I know we don't normally do stuff on Tuesday, but he was busy tonight, or else we would have done it tonight. Because I did mention, I'd say, hey, can you tonight? Because that would have been huge, too. Because, you know, have you guys ever interviewed comedians before? Comedians on here before?
In here, yeah, we've had local. Well, we've had some comedians.
Did you ever have Bob Zaney on here?
Bob Zaney, I've interviewed probably 20 times.
Okay.
Who was the one? I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to. Oh, too.
Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg. I've interviewed him. Okay. Yeah, I've interviewed a lot of comedians.
Because hey, Tanya, want to know what will she be? Huh? Bob Zaney.
I wouldn't know.
As a superhero.
Yeah, Bob Zaney used to be a regular on our Big Dog morning show back in the day. So.
Yeah, because he was good friends with Terry Doolin.
Yeah, probably still is.
He's another
one of those icons.
He's funny. Yeah,
okay. I'd say she'd be Wonder Woman.
No, I'd say as far as for the Marvel universe anyway, she'd have to be Black Widow. Yeah. Absolutely.
Eric says we're just trying to confuse old people.
Yeah. I would be either Captain America or maybe Iron Man, probably. I'd probably be Iron Man because he's cooler. Yeah.
I'd probably go with Thor.
Eric can be Antique Man, be Thor, because he has the long hair and everything. Yeah. He's always so Thor in the morning.
Yeah, Tanya would be Black Widow.
Absolutely.
This is good one, Sam.
Well, no, that's what I said.
I don't know who I'd be.
You would probably be the Captain America or Hawkeye, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you good with bow and arrow?
I don't. I to be honest with you, I don't even know who the heck is who. I don't watch it.
You should.
Yeah, well.
Mm. I think Mike Tyson could be Thor Man. I'm Thor Man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I did yard work all weekend. I'm Thor.
I'm Thor.
I'm Thor.
I tell you.
Okay, how about Whoreman?
Whoreman, yeah.
That's me.
No, that Antique Man.
You slut.
Yeah. Whoreman. Yeah, let's go to the casino and play the slut machines.
You man whore.
Slut machines.
Yeah. I'm going to go score with some chicks, you know. It's a casino. Like Beavis and Butthead would say. Anyway, so, I mean, that's what I mean. It's like, I like this kind of camaraderie, and that's why we keep doing this stuff every week. But now it's, you know, summertime's here, and I know people, you know, want to do other things besides do a podcast. Hell, I'd do the show every week if I really wanted to. But I want to take a break, too, because there's other things I want to do. And then summertime, middle of summer, July 1st, I figure, is when we come back for season 3. And then we'll talk about doing segments. Everybody should have a segment. I think if we're going to do that and go forward, I think that's the best thing. We come up with, we'll have a meeting one night or whatever beforehand, and everybody will pick a segment of something that they like to talk about, and that'll be their weekly segment, whether we have a guest or we don't. So, but anyway, with Renegade Radio, the history is short, but the stories we could tell are probably long. You know, that's for sure. So I, from my experience of just being here, I'm just, you know, glad to be the host and everything. But that doesn't mean, you know, that I know everything. That doesn't mean I'm the most smartest person in the world, because see, people look at me and they say, boy, this kid's, he's on some type of drug or whatever. It's called the drug of life, you know, first of all. That's a drug, is that?
Kind of. Oh, jeez. I guess we're getting kicked out of here.
Oh, are we?
I guess.
Who's coming?
Oh, no. What are we doing?
What are you? Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, he thought you were wrapping it up.
No, we're not done yet. Not yet.
Okay.
At least going to go until 7, at least, since everybody else is on here. Because we got 15. We'll go on for 15 more minutes. So, anything else you guys want to talk about? Because, you know, we'll be on here until like 7. Then we'll end it, I guess. I thought we were getting kicked out of here. Like, who the hell's coming out?
Well, we kind of ran out of stuff, it seems like, a while ago. I wasn't sure. So, oh, and no, he wasn't either.
This is what we do at the show. You know that.
We've never done this before. We always have people.
So you never carried on a conversation for an hour and a half?
You don't want to go there, man.
I do want to go there. Absolutely. I've
never carried on a conversation with who? With what?
For like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I mean, most podcasts go 2 hours and they talk about all sorts.
About what?
Stuff. About anything.
Okay. Well, no, keep going. That maybe work.
Anything you want to talk about. Hey, you know, I mean, any viewers out there that... you know, have any comments, you can let us know on the chat box, and you know what you like about
Eric
the show.
Wants to know if you talked about sex yet.
Well, we kind of did a little bit. We're talking about drugs, and that's kind of like sex, kind of, or is that a whole different thing? I don't know. No, we didn't.
We talked about sex. Both, actually.
We're waiting for Antique Man to show up. He was the sexiest man in the room. Anyway, he's not even being here. This summer should be good. There's a lot of stuff going on. With you going fishing and stuff and doing all that, what's like the biggest fish you ever caught? And what's the most embarrassing fish you ever caught, I guess?
There's never an embarrassing fish.
Not even the smallest little fish?
No, you can't help it. You're still catching fish, right?
That can feed a family? Or just feed
I
yourself?
Don't fish to feed families. I fish for money.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, yep. See, I thought you were fishing just for the fun of it. Or whatever.
No, we fish competitively.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yep. So I do fish to eat, but very rarely. I fish for...
So you sell it to like local fish markets
or
something?
No, it's a contest. It's competition. So we fish for money that way.
And then you...
Yeah, we bring them in, we weigh them, we take pictures, and then we get a check. Hopefully, if you're lucky, we get a check.
Well, what happens to the fish?
It swims away unharmed, and you can probably catch them again some other day.
Oh, okay.
Because we do. It's proven fact. We catch the same fish all the time.
Okay.
But these are big fish. Okay. They've been around. These fish have been around for 20 to 30 years. And they have. A 20-pound catfish is probably 20 to 25 years old.
Okay.
A couple of crappie and walleye. No, those are good. Crappie's the best-eaten fish, in my opinion. But, no, we have a league. We fish tournaments. We fish for channel cats. And we bring them in. They have to be healthy. They have to swim away. And we fish for overall weight. And we have, for example, our league. Okay, imagine a softball league or a volleyball league or whatever you're playing. We had 31 boats last week.
Okay.
So that's 31 teams, 31 boats in our league to fish for 3 hours. So, okay. Yeah, it's great time.
Okay.
Some of our tournaments pay like 10 grand to win. I mean, so yeah.
Have you done pretty well?
That girl in Moorhead about the tips. Anything happened about that deal?
Oh yeah, we haven't. I don't know. Never really went back into checking. I guess to see.
Nothing. It kind of went. It just kind of dropped off the news. So I don't know if what she's doing or.
The last thing that I remember they were talking about was like they responded back to all the criticism they were getting and saying that ice cream makes people happy. What doesn't make people happy is like social media bullying or whatever. And they went to a spew about that, and that's all I ever heard. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. When I go somewhere, We try not to put the tip on the card because, of course, they take taxes out. I mean, if you're a minimum wage, you're getting taxes taken out of your tips. You're not making any money, so I just pay cash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that helps. That helps. You know, they're rather put cash in her pocket. But this girl got a bum deal, man.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know what happened. Like, if she just moved on to something else or whatever. I'm guessing she's a high schooler probably, but that still doesn't matter.
Black? I mean, I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have no clue. I'm guessing white because I think the family was white.
She was just somebody that could not tell somebody in their right mind.
Well,
she didn't make
it. Well, that's what she said.
But
that's what the owner said. Nobody in their right mind would do that. So apparently this girl is not smart enough to know who's in their right mind or not. Or she's not a psychologist or a shrink or has a PhD.
Or what did they say that everybody has dementia or whatever?
No, whatever. Nobody in their right mind would tip $100.
It's like all the old people have dementia. Everybody that's a senior citizen. Yep. Yeah. That's crazy. No, we never heard anything more about that. Kind of just faded away. You know, we could talk about what's happening at Grand Forks. Some Grand Forks news, even though it probably doesn't affect it too much, but it probably does. A lot of people that love the place now won't be able to go to the place. What were we talking about earlier? Red Lobster?
Red Lobster closed. Did you hear that? Yeah.
What's that?
Red Lobster in our area is closing, but I think...
been around forever.
I think they're closing a lot of markets or whatever.
I think it's filing for bankruptcy
they're not
or
the same
something.
Anymore, man. They're
not no, they're not. Anymore. They're not the same anymore. Not at all.
I went there once in Rapid City. That was about it.
Yeah. Give me their biscuits. I'd be happy. That's all I need from there.
I'll eat them biscuits, man.
Yep.
With or without gravy.
Good stuff. Yep.
We have one there right near our house we go to every once in a while, but... One, it'll be a hit and miss. One time we go in there, and I thought it was just because I was fat. She wouldn't bring no biscuits and stuff like that. I'd be bitching about it. The only time we got good service on biscuits is when the manager's there. He liked me. And I wouldn't try to get anybody in trouble, but the biscuit thing's a big deal.
Me. Just because I'm fat.
No like, biscuit, no tippy.
Yeah. And you can buy the Red Lobster biscuit mix, but it never tastes the same.
No.
It doesn't taste the same.
Compared to home cooking or the restaurant.
Yeah.
See, it drives me nuts that this is news.
It is.
It's Red Lobster. Who gives a shit?
Hey, Neil Carlson. Like,
if you want to have news about a restaurant closing, it should be a local restaurant that is forced out of business because of some...
Right.
Bullshit like Red Lobster coming in.
Yeah,
but Red Lobster going, whatever, piss off.
And you know, the thing is so many of these restaurants now in Grand Forks, they say in like the last 5 years, like 21 of them or something, I don't know the numbers, but have closed. So, bring back the mom and pop stuff, I think is what he's talking about. We kind of get sick of it.
100%.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're the best food. You look at the successful restaurants in Grand Forks, they're all... the local ones that are locally owned, they're just small, but they are so busy. You'll be lucky to go in there and get breakfast. But those are the ones that will survive and stay going all the time. You know, these big chains will come in, and they do great for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And then shit just goes down.
Well, like for example, like we were talking about on our way here about the kegs. How well do they really do?
I don't know. They've been for sale forever, so I'm not sure.
But I mean, like, how long have they been in Grand Forks?
Forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was just learning about them last year. Somebody did a report or an article.
Oh, they've been around forever.
Talk about their food and everything.
So. Yeah. Eric Adams. I got engaged 6 years going to Red Lobster. Very expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
The kegs?
Yes.
You look at those movies from, like, the 50s?
Yeah.
Where everybody had their hot rods and everything?
Yeah.
And they'd, like cruise, Sonic, kind of, and they'd like, yeah. cruise the strip, and they'd have the girls go out on the rollerblades. Uh-huh. And food. That was the kegs.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom and my dad, like, they would go to the kegs. They would.
I drove by there once just to check it out. I've never been there yet to eat.
I mean, it's not like that anymore.
Okay.
But that was the kegs. It was the strip.
Okay.
I mean, we used to cruise the strip on Washington when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And it ended at 32nd. Like, 32nd Avenue South
uh-huh.
was like...
Mm-hmm.
Like
that was
way
like, the ed, that was out in the country.
Yeah, that was out in the country. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, the kegs was like that for my parents.
Okay.
And I mean, what a cool place. You know, you have this awesome building. They go, you order your stuff. They come over, they deliver the tray into your window, put the tray on there. You don't see anything like that anymore.
No, there's not even any A&Ws around anymore.
What about, we got Sonic over here that tries to play
not
like
the
that?
Not the same.
What about Burger Time, though? Is that that's a place where you got to order after the restaurant, you can't go outside.
You can go sit on a picnic table outside. That's
all. You're eating outside, but you're not, you know, you're not ordering inside. You're just ordering.
A&W where you're at?
We have one at Thief River, but that's at a gas station. It's okay.
A&W?
Yeah.
Foston, do they still have one?
Oh, yeah. That's a nice one. They actually remodel it. Yeah. It looks like an old style
50s. We have an A&W, but it's a half hour drive, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
The Papa Burgers, the Mushroom Swiss Burgers are always good. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And now, you know, I don't mean to be like, you know, tooting everybody's horn, but, the Sloppy Joes I had from Rumors. And just not ad or anything, but they're really good.
Sloppy Joes are good. Rumors got great food.
I mean,
again, one of our sponsors here at Grand Forks Best Source. You're going to find great Sloppy Joes there. The Kegs has got great Sloppy Joes and onion rings. Yeah. But then again, these are locally owned places. You know, they're local, and that's another just plus.
Oh, reason absolutely, to buy. Absolutely. I mean, it's like maybe that, you know. They should consider bringing back the days of the rental tapes. You know, like when we start doing segments and talking about movies, I think one of them I'm gonna bring up about the mom and pop stores and why I think they should try to bring back the rental stores again.
Sure,
because to me that's important.
Yeah, we've only got a couple of minutes. Let's take a break. Let's hear from one of our sponsors, Executive Properties. It's coming.
It's coming.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Diane says Executive Properties did a roof project and remodeled a bathroom in our house. We were happy with their quality of work, and the projects were completed in a timely manner. We will use Executive Properties for our next home project. Get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
Hey, you're on, man.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
You are a professional, dude. That sounds so good. You're so good with that.
Yeah, see?
Thanks.
He's in character, you know.
Yeah, so it's all the voice. Yeah, I got the voice. Obviously, the face isn't there, so...
Well, we want to just thank all the viewers for watching tonight's episode. I know it probably wasn't as magical as the last one was when I was here before, but it's only going to get better from here on.
Hey, you get your off days.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's
we get your off days.
Everybody wants to know about us, so they get a chance to know about us. And next week will probably be the same. We will have a possible mystery guest. I'm not going to say too much more about it, but we'll see what happens. Tomorrow night, though, for anybody that wants to watch our live interview with Tom Cotter, 5 o'clock.
It's going to be a good one. I hope I make it.
Oh, yeah. Central Time on Facebook. And it'll be a Renegade Radio exclusive. But it's my big thank you to everybody for viewing the last few episodes that we've had and all these last two seasons. Because
see everybody.
Next week will be the end of season two. So,
guys, can't wait till next week. Screaming, take care, bud.
Yeah. Have a good one there, Scream. We'll see you next week.
Okay. See you guys.
Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you.